Alabama's been a pretty good hog state, not like Illinois, of course. And Georgia, of course, has been one of the top states in hog production. But in modern times, we've used the feeders widely. I wouldn't say every hog raiser's used feeders, but I suspect most of them have, if you checked up. Self feeders. They might just put corn in there. They might put corn and tankage in the. They would, if they were good producers, they'd at least watch their feeders, and if they thought they were eating too much tankage or too much corn, they might ration the two.
Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, you hear times in Tennessee, we don't have wild hogs much down here. They speak to you, talk to you in Tennessee, East Tennessee, you know, of hunting the wild boar. They don't ever speak of the wild sow. I think those are Russian strain hogs.
Russian strains?
Those that are loose in Tennessee.
Oh. You mean someone brought them in and they just got loose?
Yeah, they were imported. They seem to be more vicious and maybe more able to survive on their own. Well, I'm sure that's true than our modern hog. Of course, we used to have the razorbacks too, especially a little bit farther south of us and down there in that Florida, North Florida country. Razorbacks, rattlesnakes, and what else did you? Gophers, I reckon.
Razorbacks, rattlesnakes, and gophers?
Yeah.
And a gopher in that sense is the turtle?
Well, yeah, I believe so. It wouldn't have been the animal gopher, as I remember.
Okay.
Up here, it would be gopher, but you never heard that. At least I wouldn't say up here. Gophers up here would mean a type of squirrel, a chipmunk.
Oh,
yeah. We've got a few of them right across the road here. The preacher had some trouble with them. I had to learn that in my early days, the difference between a gopher in North Florida and up here.
Yeah, whenever I hear the term gopher, I always mean the turtle.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I was up in Illinois, someone said a gopher, they mean a groundhog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, our gopher up here is not the groundhog. He's one of the chipmunks, as I remember. He's a right pretty little rascal, striped back. And not as long as a squirrel, even a cat squirrel.
What kind of squirrels you got around here?
Pretty much fox squirrels and cat squirrels. We used to have flying squirrels, but no more. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a flying squirrel in goodness knows when.
Do you have color different squirrels? You know, the different kinds of color squirrels?
Well, the fox squirrel is a different color from the cat squirrel.
What color is the cat squirrel?
Gray.
And the
saw
fox?
One. You didn't see that one? No, he ran in front of me. One crossed the road in front of me when we came back from the museum.
Oh, I see.
The fox squirrel, you know, is a rich brown, real pretty.
Kind of reddish color?
Yeah.
What are some of the different kinds of animals you got around here that you might, that are still here?
Almost all of them, except the animals like wolverines and porcupine. And of course, we don't have those northern deer. Most of the deer we have are the Virginia white-tailed deer, and there's some crosses in here. And then you got pretty much everything down from that.
You got any of those animals that get the white stripes down the back and get off the smell?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call those?
Well, we've got two of those. One's a polecat, and let's see, what is the other one? There's a difference in the striping. I can't tell you which is which. Just plain old polecat's the one we used to have to fight. What is the other name for that rascal?